This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We began talking in the last segment about Obama's pardon of Manning. Of course, this is a massive leak of a lot of State Department as well as U.S. military files. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to show you some of what was leaked. Of course, the infamous collateral damage videotape, collateral murder, actually. That's what it's called. The military calls it collateral damage. This tape was named collateral murder. We're going to take a look at that, but I want to wait. That's a little bit of it right there. I'm going to wait to play that, and I'm going to wait to go down this long list of what we know, thanks to Private Manning. I'm going to wait until the next segment, because this segment is not carried by a lot of the radio affiliates, and I want to make sure that this information goes out, because people need to think about this as they hear this back and forth as to whether or not, how we should treat whistleblowers. Do we really want to know the truth? What was it that we learned? And is it something that we should have known as the American public? Did it expose criminal actions of our government, just as we learned from these leaks that we're told of, the Russians put out? We learned about Hillary Clinton and her actions and their efforts and their successful efforts, working with the U.S. mainstream media, working with the DNC, to hack the Democrat primary and make sure that they got Hillary Clinton as a nominee and not Bernie Sanders. We learned a lot about her private criminal actions with the Clinton Foundation, and I hope those are prosecuted. And let's not forget, as Obama pardons Manning, that it was Obama who put him in jail. And it was Hillary Clinton who is exposed by Manning's leaks. It was her State Department that was the brunt of a lot of this stuff. That's why there's so much bad blood between Hillary Clinton and Julian Assange. And so we see this article from The Hill. They're talking about how, on the Republican side, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence report described people like Ed Snowden as a traitor, who is a serial exaggerator, a fabricator with a pattern of intentional lying. Donald Trump has said that Snowden, when he's talking about Snowden, he said there's still a thing called execution. They say that's a sentiment that is echoed by Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo, who will presumably be the next CIA chief, who's been picked by Trump to head the CIA. Should Snowden be executed? Should Snowden be jailed? Or did he do us a service? Did he expose massive criminal actions by the NSA? Should we punish him for that? Should we not punish the NSA? And remember, when you look at all of this information, that this is not anything new. We were telling you that this was going on. We knew it was going on. InfoWars told you about it. We had NSA whistleblowers like William Binney. We had people like Thomas Drake. And interestingly enough, not even the George W. Bush administration went after those NSA whistleblowers. It was the Obama administration that went after them. And as I've pointed out multiple times, and I'll continue to point out, the legacy of Barack Obama is that he went after whistleblowers and journalists using the 1917 Espionage Act more than all the other presidents in the last 100 years combined. And here he is at the end trying to say, but I'm a good guy. I'm going to let Manning out of jail. When we look at this, I think Rand Paul had it right. He said, you want to punish Snowden? Punish the NSA as well. Remember that this goes back even before the whistleblowers after 9/11. We had William Binney and others say, wait a minute. You're changing the way that you're collecting information. You're not spying on individuals. You are spying on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And that's the way that Rand Paul put it. And Rand Paul said, you're going to punish the whistleblower, punish the people that he exposed as criminals. That's always the way they do this. Go back to the 1970s. Remember the church hearings. Remember the Pike hearings in the House. That was when we first learned that there was such a thing as the NSA. It was Pike that called the NSA in, that called the CIA in, and said, why are you tapping the phones of Americans? just like now they're doing the electronic information. That's when we first learned of the NSA. He said, where did you come from? They said, well, we have an executive order from the president, from President Truman. I want to see that. No, you can't see that, Congressman. That is the deep state, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy linea, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at whether or not Manning should be released. Is Manning responsible for the deaths of people, or are the people who sold us the Iraq War that he reported on, are they more culpable on this? Who has the bigger kill list? Just as we were talking about in the last segment, as we look at the push against pardoning Snowden, Obama was called on to pardon Snowden and, of course, basically said he wasn't going to do it. This goes back to the deep state, all the way back to the 1970s. That's when we learned, as I was saying in the last segment, the NSA existed. We didn't know the NSA existed until we had the Pike hearings in the House. You always hear about the Church Committee hearings. And one of the things that was very important to remember about that was that the central part of that that they were concerned with was the fact that we had the CIA and the NSA, who had been set to protect us against foreign dangers, were coming home as instruments of tyranny, as the founders warned us. And they show that clip right there where they're passing around the heart attack gun. said, yeah, we've got all these different assassination devices that we can take out political enemies and foreign leaders with, and you got Barry Goldwater there, and they're passing this around, and that's Frank Church in the Senate hearing. They made it about that. That's what everybody remembers. But the central part of it was the fact that they were tapping people's phones in America, doing it without warrants, and these organizations, the CIA and the NSA, whose briefs were to work against foreigners that were a threat to America, they turned inward and were coming after political enemies in the United States. They were very concerned about that. That's why they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Fast forward 40 years and you find out that the FISA court is now becoming the court that we hear is amending the Constitution secretly. And it's not even a court. It's one judge, and you have a government lawyer that goes in and says, we'd like to do such and such, and that judge and that lawyer, who both work for the government, who both work in secret, said, yeah, sure, you can get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, and you can amend the Constitution. We won't even tell anybody that it's been amended, but we'll all kind of, you know, keep this amongst ourselves in the deep secret state. That's where this all began. And so when we look at what we learned from the NSA whistleblowers like William Binney and Thomas Drake, who, as I point out, were attacked by Barack Obama. It was not Bush who moved against them. It was Barack Obama who tried to set up Thomas Drake and send him to jail for a very long time for the possession of documents that were never classified, that he had, that were just personnel documents. There's like four documents. They tried to send him to jail for decades with that. So when we look at that, when we look at Snowden, when we look at Manning, understand that this is something that is a deep state. It's something supported by Democrats and Republicans. And as I tweeted out earlier and mentioned, the Demopublicans, if they want to cry about lives that have been lost, about secrets that have been lost, why don't you first look at your wars that were based on lies? Why don't you first look at your leaks, your emails, your lack of security, your violations of security, Hillary Clinton, David Petraeus, and others? Your security violations were far worse than what came out with Manning. But I want to take a look at the pushback that people came back against Judith Miller. She was one of the people saying, well, how many people have died? And again, RT points out she was a journalist. She was working for the New York Times, I believe, at the time. When she was pushing, yeah, New York Times journalist. As I point out in RT, she cited dodgy, unnamed sources. Unnamed sources. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the deep state that's coming against Donald Trump? Unnamed sources in her reporting for New York Times. Talking about non-existent weapons of mass destruction, WMDs. And again, remember, it was unanimous, all 16 intelligence agencies. Now we got one more intelligence agency, and all 17 of them said, the Russians hacked our elections. So these are the people you can trust, right? No, not really. And they point out it cost the lives of 4,424 U.S. troops, with 31,952 of them wounded, based on those lies. So, Judith Miller, you have some culpability in this, as some of the people tweeted back. Judy's war stories, Judy's Iraq war starting stories are all based off of leaks. Those leaks killed hundreds of thousands. Ready to send your murderous sources to prison, Judy? Another one said, your lies contributed to the deaths of more than 170,000 people. You are a weapon of mass destruction. And, of course, other people point out that the number of people total who died in Iraq were probably about 1 million people there alone. In an additional article, Miller claimed that Iraq had intentions of building an atomic bomb. And she wrote, Iraq has stepped up its quest for nuclear weapons and has embarked on a worldwide hunt for materials to make an atomic bomb. She also quoted an unnamed source, a low-level Iraqi scientist, who pointed to several spots in the sand, where he said chemical precursors and other weapons material were buried. Well, there you go. That's what they did. And yet these are the people like that in the press who sold the lies of Republicans and Democrats, who cost millions of Iraqi lives, who cost over 4,000 U.S. soldiers' lives, who severely wounded 32,000 of them. These are the people saying Manning should stay in jail. What did Manning show us? I want to run this clip for you here. This is the clip that's been named Collateral Murder. This is the video, as Wall Street Journal points out. It's U.S. Army Apache helicopter in Iraq firing on a group of people who turned out to include a journalist from Reuters. Roll that clip there.
Frank, Crazy Horse 1A, request permission to engage. I'm picking up the wounded.
Now, during this clip, First you see, this is a very long clip, and we can't roll this whole thing. You should find this on the internet somewhere and take a look at this. Because what you can see, clearly, with this long-range gun that they've got here, and you can hear the chatter of the guys, they fire on a journalist who is carrying a camera. At this point, they've already fired on this group of people, devastating fire from a distance. They can. This is their viewpoint, what they can see. They know what they're doing. And then their tactic is to wait until an ambulance comes and everybody gets loaded in the ambulance and then shoot that to pieces. Now, their response was, the prosecutors who went after Manning said, militants could learn about American military tactics by watching the video. What tactics? That you shoot people who are carrying cameras and then you back off and wait until an ambulance comes and then you attack again and kill the people in the ambulance? That's your tactic? That's why they're so angry, because they were exposed as cold-blooded murderers. We should not be doing that. That's not what America should be. We should not be fighting wars in that way, and that was the wrong war to be fighting in the first place. Now, what else did we learn from this Manning exposure that was done through WikiLeaks? Here's the Nation. This is a long list, besides the collateral video. Collateral murder. Here's some of the other things we learned. We found out the Yemeni president lied to his own people. He claimed his military carried out airstrikes on militants that were actually done by the U.S. All of this was part of giving the U.S. full reign in the country against terrorists. And, of course, Yemen is one of the places that we have stepped up our bombings along with the Saudis. It's been a horrific situation. We burn these places to the ground. We make people angry because of what you just saw in that video, and then we bring them into the United States and hope that they aren't going to try to kill us. See, that's what they do. They kick the ant bed, and then the people who are furious about the attacks on weddings that Barack Obama has been doing, they come here, they are easily turned into terrorists. Some of the other things we found out from the Manning leaks. Details on Vatican hiding a big sex abuse case in Ireland. They found out that the U.S. was trying to get Spain to curb its probes of Gitmo torture and rendition. They found out that Egyptian torturers were being trained by the FBI, although they allegedly to teach them human rights issues. State Department memo showed that the U.S. backed the 2009 coup in Honduras, and they knew it was illegal and unconstitutional. We found State Department cables on Tunisia that appear to help spark revolt in that country. The country's ruling elite described it as the family, with mafia-like skimming throughout the economy. The U.S. knew all about massive corruption in Tunisia back in 2006, but they went on supporting the government anyway, making it the pillar of North African policy, and then going in and taking out Gaddafi in Libya, turning that into an arms bazaar for al-Qaeda. These are things that we learned from the Manning and WikiLeaks exposure. Here's some more. The U.S. pressured the European Union to accept genetic modification of food. Okay? We found out that Washington was misled by our own diplomats on the Russian-Georgia showdown. Oh, you mean they lied to us about what the Russians were doing? Oh, history repeats itself, doesn't it? Extremely important historical document, finally released in full, showing that Ambassador April Glaspie's cable from Iraq in 1990, the first Iraq war, on a meeting with Saddam Hussein before the Kuwait invasion, showing that wasn't necessary. The U.K. sidestepped a ban on housing cluster bombs. Officials concealed from Parliament how the U.S. is allowed to bring weapons to British soil in defiance of an arms treaty that would ban cluster bombs. This is another way that they're lying to us, okay? Just lie after lie after lie of the State Department, of Hillary Clinton's State Department, of Barack Obama's State Department, of George H.W. Bush's State Department, and on and on. This is why they put him in jail, okay, because it embarrassed them. It showed their criminal actions. It showed what we just saw there with collateral murder. The New York Times summed up some of these this way. From hundreds of diplomatic cables, Afghanistan emerges as a looking glass land where bribery, extortion, and embezzlement are the norm, and the honest man is a distinct outlier. And then subsequent to that, the cables that Manning and WikiLeaks exposed showed the Afghan vice president left the country with $52 million in cash. And I could go on and on and on. You want to see the full list? You'll find it at The Nation. And this is why I say, you know, we need to look at publications on the left just as well as publications on the right. because you will find things there that you're not going to find in the Wall Street Journal. And it's important to take a look at this. And I always think you ought to go with people who are not trying to hide their agenda. Clearly, we know who was trying to hide an agenda, and that was Hillary, the mainstream press, Barack Obama, and it isn't going to go away. I'm glad that they're letting Manning out. They should have never put him in jail. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Gary Byrne. His book, Crisis of Character, looks at his time as a White House Secret Service officer, his firsthand experiences with Bill and Hillary, how they operate. But we're also going to talk to him about the preparations and the threats that are coming up with the inauguration just 2 days away. And we're going to then talk about some areas where Trump and the Democrats could actually work together. So we have to get past this thing of trying to constantly create division. And that, of course, is George Soros's plan to try to end the Democrats' plan as well, many of them. But there are some Democrats who want to work with Trump on certain issues. What are the issues that they can work together on? What are the things that they can accomplish together to reach out? And so I want to talk about that. Let's start moving towards a positive move to where Trump, I think, will work with the Democrats. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that our sale that began at the beginning of the year, our 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, is going to be ending very soon with the inauguration. And so now is the time to stock up on some of our most popular supplements that we have, things to help you fight the toxic garbage in the food, the water, the air, to give you a baseline of nutrition to start a healthier new year. We've got 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. Also, we have 20% off Prostaguard, Liver Shield, Knockout, our natural sleep aid, and Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 liquid supplement. Very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate. So that'll be ending soon. Also today, we put in a special for InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. You know, people talk about, hey, you never know what's going to happen, so keep your powder dry. Well, you know, keep your food dry. Keep your food sealed. And this food does stay sealed, dried, good to eat for 25 years. It's great packaging, but the food itself is a made in America, no GMO food in there, so it's great quality food, made in America, again, shelf life of 25 years, and you can get it for 30 to 40% off. You can ease out those price spikes in food if they come. Make sure that you never get caught with a shortage of food, with a natural disaster, with a weather disaster, with something else. Make sure you've got that baseline of food, and now is the time to stock up on it when it's 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk real quickly about five areas where the Trump and the Democrats can make a deal. This is an article from The Hill. At first, they start on trade, and they say, well, Trump has said, and we all believe at this point, even the media believes, that on day one, he's going to get rid of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that's good. You know, you got people like Bernie Sanders, who I think will be honest enough to work with him on that. But then they go on to point out he will need Congress's help to put in place new trade policies, because we're not going to be isolationist, in spite of what we hear from the people who have pushed back on this. They say, you're going to turn us into an island. We're not going to have any. No, not at all. We're going to set up new trade deals, new alliances, things that are going to work to our advantage. Many Democrats have complained about NAFTA. Yeah, John Lewis complained about NAFTA. But, of course, you know, when Obama does it, he doesn't complain about that. He doesn't complain about the NSA when Obama does it. John Lewis, if he wouldn't stay over there and play the partisan game and call Trump illegitimate, he could work with Donald Trump on making NAFTA better, replacing it with something that is better. Also, on minimum wage. They say, well, maybe they could boost the minimum wage. This is something, of course, I hope doesn't happen. You don't really need to have a minimum wage increase. And here's evidence of it. We've seen these AstroTurf protesters being offered on Craigslist and other places in 20 different cities, $50 an hour. So they say, well, the federal minimum wage is $7.25. Here is the irony that the Democrats are illustrating here in the marketplace. If you have a scarcity of labor, in other words, you can't find enough people to go to Washington and do violent stuff or to protest Donald Trump, you have to up the wage. They're not offering these AstroTurf protesters $7.25 an hour. They're offering them $50 an hour. So you see, they're illustrating in their protests and their AstroTurf, they're illustrating free market principles. And they're also illustrating why we don't need to have a federal minimum wage. You don't really need to have a minimum wage, folks. You need a free market. And you need to get rid of people who are rigging that market. So let's hope that they don't get together on that, in spite of what The Hill says. They also say that Trump is attempting to erase concerns of the Democrats when he talks about building the infrastructure by pushing what Republicans favor as a public-private partnership strategy, in which Washington would provide financial incentives for foreign multinational corporations to buy our infrastructure. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. I don't want to see the infrastructure owned by foreign national companies, like we have Spain and Australian companies owning our toll roads. The Australian company owns the toll roads in Washington. They jacked the prices up during the snow algorithmically up to like $50 for a 30-minute ride. I didn't even want to see the federal government owning our infrastructure. Remember, Eisenhower built the interstate, but then we had Richard Nixon tell us that we're going to set our speed limits at 55. I don't want them owning the infrastructure. Do it locally.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to be talking to Gary Byrne. And of course, we've talked to him in the past about his book, Crisis of Character. You can find that at crisisofcharacterbook.com. It's a book about the service that he did protecting the Clintons. He was a veteran Secret Service officer during the Clinton White House, and he discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. He's had federal law enforcement experience of nearly 30 years as a Secret Service agent in the U.S. Air Force Security Police, the Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. So now, joining us is Gary Byrne. And I got to say, Gary, thank you so much for your book. I'm sure that it had an impact. You may be one of the people that actually hacked the election.
Exposing
the crisis of her character. You know, that's the people who told us the truth about Bill and Hillary Clinton, whoever they are. Thank you. And I'll thank you because we know who you are. You put your name on here and told us what you saw firsthand.
Sure. Thank you very much for those kind words. I don't know how much influence I had. Certainly I had some, and I'm grateful for that opportunity, believe me.
Well, it's a great book, and if people want to get something to save for prosperity and to pull out as Exhibit A what we knew about Hillary and why we voted against her, your book, Crisis of Character, is a great thing for people to have now. And let's hope that we've heard the end of Bill and Hillary in terms of politics. What's that?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
There you go. All right, now I want to talk to you about what's coming on with the threats that we've been hearing. Of course, there's been the Project Veritas undercover video. We talked to James O'Keefe yesterday. There's an article from WTOP.com. It's on the Drudge Report. Unprecedented threats drive Secret Service inauguration security. And this is Clancy, the Secret Service director, Joseph Clancy, and his partners. They say they're convinced attempts to launch other violent and dangerous acts are well within the realm of possibility. And here's the key thing, Gary, that he said. He said, I think people are willing to do things that they may not have been willing to do in the past. And boy, we're seeing that, aren't we, in the run-up to the election and in the stuff that's just happened the last day or so. I mean, this idiot who set himself on fire and then failed to burn himself up. I mean, he didn't even do that. But he sets himself on fire in front of the Trump Hotel. I mean, these people are seriously deranged. What will they do to other people if they'll set themselves on fire?
Yeah, that's mental illness right there. Absolutely. So, actually, I know Mr. Clancy. Joe Clancy and I worked together for many years when he was a young agent and I was a young uniform division officer. And he's exactly right. And one of the reasons I think, personally, that one of the things that makes this unprecedented is that the way law enforcement is looked at today is a little bit different than it was years ago.
Yep.
It seems okay in certain parts of the government, in certain members of Congress, seem okay when people are hostile towards law enforcement, and to the point where it's almost where some people think that it's okay to physically attack law enforcement, that it's not really that big of a deal. And that's not the way it was. That's not the way it should be. And it wasn't the way it was when I was in the Secret Service years ago.
And we have to thank for that. We have Barack Obama and the non-governmental organizations, these different groups that are funded by George Soros, the same people who were funding, offering $50 an hour to these protesters to go to Washington and create a problem. And, of course, Gary, the issue that we've seen, and we saw this in the run-up to the election at the various Trump, 20,000 people would show up for Donald Trump, and you'd have a few protesters would come up, and then they would start doing things to people's cars. They would pick fights with people, and it was always, well, who started it? You know, was it passive-aggressive, or who threw the first punch? And it's important when we see these undercover investigations from Project Veritas, where they talk about the fact that, hey, this is the time to start punching people in the throat. So when you see this in advance, that this is what they were premeditating, then that really does help to push back against this narrative that these same people are selling with the help of the mainstream press that, oh, you know, it was the Trump people who started it.
Right. Yeah, and the thing of it is that there are going to be so many, just to give you an idea, you know, if you think of of Washington, D.C. in your mind, if you think of it, the area from the Capitol to the White House, basically from the Capitol to the Washington Monument and then to the White House down Pennsylvania Avenue, that'll all be secured off. And even in front of the Trump Hotel also, just coincidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be secured to the point of it'll be like getting into an airport. You have to go through a metal detector. So they'll have that area controlled. Then the areas outside that, two or three blocks, will also be controlled as far as large groups. Now, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about Washington, D.C., you have the freedom of speech and the freedom of protest, but Washington, D.C. requires you to have a permit. Mm-hmm. And so if you start to protest without a permit, you can immediately be arrested. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're 10 people standing there chanting that you don't like Donald Trump, that's fine. But if you're 10 people standing there and you start attacking Trump supporters, they're going to arrest you. And, mm-hmm. and that's one of the flexibilities that law enforcement has.
Yeah, that's interesting. And one of the things that he points out when Clancy was talking in this article, he said we had situations, of course, where people have jumped over bike racks, they've jumped over security zones into our buffer. We saw the guy try to jump up on the stage with Donald Trump. That is something, again, that we haven't seen very much of in the past. I remember when I was in college, we had President Ford come to speak And there was a guy that showed up. He thought it was funny. He showed up with a plastic pistol that was a squirt gun. And they wrestled him to the ground, and we never saw him again.
Yeah.
He disappeared long enough. He never came back to school.
Yeah, he probably got his wrist broken.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, in case your listeners are confused about this, the Secret Service doesn't have a huge sense of humor.
That's right.
And, you know, when they're on duty. When they're off duty, it's a different story. One of the things I'd like to point out is that, you know, when the president's motorcade moves from the Capitol after he's sworn in, and actually there's two good things about this, our ceremony of swearing in a president. The bad side of it is it happens in the same place every 4 years. The good side of that is that it happens in the same place every 4 years, and the Secret Service is very good at doing this with its partners, the FBI, and about 50 other agencies. There'll be about 28,000 security people involved, including the military to help with post-standing and explosive ordnance disposal, that kind of thing. Outside the secured area, there'll be areas set up for arrests, mass arrests. The interior police just have to get them to these checkpoints, and then those police officers will take them and process them in arrest.
You know, you're talking about the fact that it's a good thing and a bad thing that it happens in the same place every year. I just saw a picture, some pictures in an article of a couple of military personnel. I think they were Army, you know, posing as Donald Trump and as Mrs. Trump at various places, going down the steps, you know, and giving that trial run. So even though it's in the same place each time, they're still practicing, working very hard, drilling with that in advance. They got people playing the role of Donald Trump and Mrs. Trump. They're very prepared. This is not the place, folks. All these people pushing back against this Project Veritas investigation, saying we were just joking. We were just playing with you. And it's like, you know what? It's going to be a new sheriff in town. I don't think they're going to take that kind of stuff lightly when you're conspiring to commit criminal acts. And then you say afterwards, you're just joking. And as we pointed out, you just pointed out, don't try to pull any jokes on the day of.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And what people don't realize is that, you know, you just can't go around. You know, you have these people like, the movie producer,
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore going around and basically telling people to interrupt this inauguration. And you know, at some point, if something does happen and these people say that he inspired them, I mean, he's inciting a riot to a certain extent.
Exactly.
It's okay to say that you don't agree with President Trump getting elected. But listen, the reason he's elected is because both Democrats and Republicans stopped listening to a good portion of the country, and they have revolted. And they voted in Donald Trump, and let's get him in there, and let's see what he can do. And I'm telling you, in my heart of hearts, I believe he's going to do very good for us. And I think we're in for a good 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, you know, it's unprecedented to see law enforcement come out and endorse the presidential candidate the way that we've seen this before. We had the Border Patrol. The first time ever the Border Patrol Union endorsed a presidential candidate because they were tired of being told that they couldn't do their job. They took their job very seriously. They understood the danger of just opening the borders and letting anybody come through, you know, letting terrorists come through, letting drug cartel members come through. They understood how bad that is, how dangerous it is for them personally, but also how dangerous it is for all of us who live here in America. And so they understood the border issue, I think, better than anybody else. They came out in support of Donald Trump. The police, who were unfairly characterized with these George Soros organizations and Black Lives Matter, who were unfairly targeted, assassinated because of these provocations by these groups, they've come out for it. But I agree with you. There's a lot of blame to go around on both the Democrat and Republican side. We need to give Donald Trump a chance. We need to say, hey, look, let's celebrate the peaceful transition of power in a democratic republic. But yet, when you have somebody say that, like the actress, what was her name? Not Meryl Streep. No, the actress is married to Tom Cruise. Help me, guys. Somebody in the
crew. Sorry. Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Thank you. When Nicole Kidman said that,
she
was hammered just for saying, hey, this is a celebration of the peaceful transition of power and a democracy. Yeah. Why, you know, why can't we celebrate that? But that's what these people don't want. And as we've seen these people arrested, we find out the very first rounds of these people who were protesting immediately after the election, as they booked them, somebody did a check on them, found that most of them weren't even registered to vote. So they didn't even participate in the election. They don't want to participate in a peaceful, democratic transfer of power. They just want to create anarchy.
In my experience, what I've learned over the years is these people you're describing are being paid or motivated just to cause trouble. They're anarchists. Mm-hmm. I saw this firsthand right up front back in the early 90s in Seattle, Washington, at the World Trade Organization Summit. President Clinton was there. We were at this big arena, and the mayor at that time of Seattle wanted to give these, he thought they were regular protesters, freedom of speech type people, and they weren't. They were these anarchists. And he let them get the initiative, so to speak, to the point where these people were about to overrun the arena where the president was about to come to. And when he finally had to give the order for the police to drive him back, it was incredibly violent. And they had to take extraordinary police measures to drive these people back. That's not what you're going to see that now. The Secret Service and many people have learned from that incident, and they're going to engage these people from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they, you know, if they're not paying attention, I'm sure they're paying attention to what they're doing right now, intelligence wise. And if they start to act up, they're going to, you know, peaceably give them the opportunity to reel it in if they can, and then they're going to get arrested if they get out of hand.
Absolutely. Let me read you some of the things that were revealed in this second undercover investigation video that came out, and get your reaction as a former Secret Service agent, member of law enforcement. Some of the things that they said, well, you know, we were just joking now. Listen to this. Things that include shutting down major bridges, highway access points, as well as shutting down metro rail. So to do that, we're going to try to break in several teams, kind of like into checkpoints. Does that sound like a hoax to you?
No. That sounds like a cold, calculated, coordinated attack or the prelude for an attack. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to use the same thing that we use against them, against us. But I will tell you that the Secret Service and its partners have been doing this a long time, and they have great capabilities. But you're right. Back to your original point, there's no such thing as we were just kidding. That's what people say when they get caught. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, you saw a similar attitude from the Clinton campaign when their emails got leaked out. Oh, we just talked like that. We didn't really mean to insult Hispanics. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, exactly. And then from the first video, they were talking about putting butyric acid in the ventilation system so they could evacuate the National Press Club building. And they even talked about creating a stampede. Now, butyric acid is a disgusting smelling thing. It's the ingredient in human vomit that gives it its distinctive smell. So they wanted to do that in a concentrated form. But, of course, it's also an acid. And when you put an acid in a concentrated form, you can burn skin. If you get it in a concentrated form, you can also burn your lungs. So they really are playing with fire. They're even talking about, well, let's put this here and we can blow it up to make it explode and then create a stampede. I mean, your comments on that as a law enforcement officer.
Yeah. So you're just talking about straight out terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And I will tell you the Secret Service, and I know this firsthand because as you were describing that scenario, I remember 22 years ago, roughly, a similar threat at a venue one time, a large arena in the United States when I was protecting President Bill Clinton, his first term. So, the Secret Service has seen this many times. And right now, all the venues where the Trump family may be going or any protectee of the Secret Services, they're being secured now and they're going to be swept and they're going to take I mean, don't get me wrong. It's cumbersome and it's expensive, but they will take the steps to secure these. And if they catch these people doing it, they will be arrested and more than likely charged with terrorism. I mean, that's what you're talking about. It's mm-hmm. domestic terrorism, whatever you want to call it.
And we talk about something like this butyric acid and saying, oh, we're going to make it so obnoxious that people are going to have to leave the building. But then they start talking about stampede. So then you're talking about secondary or tertiary effects. And it occurs to me, Gary, that when they start doing these things, even if they viewed them as pranks, they're going to be pulling law enforcement officers into that area to address this particular incident. And then that means that you're going to have some areas that aren't going to have coverage or aren't going to have the coverage that they would have normally had. It's going to be weaker. That would possibly expose situations to something of an attack by somebody who was seriously a terrorist, who was trying to murder people, create acts of terrorism. So even if they're doing this just as a joke, as a prank, they're going to be using resources that are now weakening the defense against people who are bent on killing people.
No, you're exactly right. And again, that goes back to their intent. Their intent, you know, they might say their intent is harmless. It obviously is not. And the other thing, too, in that scenario you described, if they cause that kind of panic, we'll just use the number of 500 people. If 500 people are trying to get out of a room because of something they've done, they've panicked them, and somebody ends up getting stampeded mm-hmm. and crushed, mm-hmm. which is not uncommon.
Oh, that happens at concerts and stuff like that all the time. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
That's why you don't yell fire in a crowded building. That's the perfect example. Hey, you got free speech, but you're going to yell fire in a crowded building, or you're going to put vomit in the place to run people out, and you create panic. Now, their blood or whatever happens to them is on your hands.
No, absolutely. And I still say at some point, it even goes back to these people these famous Hollywood people like Michael Moore, mm-hmm. go and do this. I still say they have some responsibility, too, if something like this happens.
And, you know, when you're talking about secondary responsibility or the responsibility of people who foment this stuff, it's interesting. There was an article today that came out talking about how the Hungarian president and administration are saying, you know what, we're going to take a really close look at these organizations that are run and funded by George Soros. We may be holding them responsible for the revolutions and the big-time violence that has happened in former Soviet Union countries that they're trying to do in Hungary and other places. I think that might be something that a President Trump might start looking at. That's a difficult thing to do because then you start getting into a fine line between free speech and these organizations, but we know what they're up to. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gary Byrne.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA.
You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gary Byrne. He was a Secret Service agent, officer protecting the Clinton White House. He has 30 years law enforcement service, and so we were talking to him about the threats that are being put out there by Disrupt J20 and other organizations. People like Bill Ayers, you know, the usual suspects out there trying to overthrow the Democratic elections, the Democratic transfer of power. What we celebrate here in America, the peaceful transition of power, they don't want to see that. A lot of these people don't bother to even participate in the election. They just want to try to burn things down. Before we get back to Gary, I just want to remind you that we are going to be ending the sale that we've had since the beginning of the year on our Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, an effort to help you to get your body in better shape for the new year. And, of course, part of that is protecting yourself from the bad things that are in your food, your water, your air. But it's also giving you a baseline of nutritional support. So we've got a lot of products that we put on sale, anywhere from 20 to 30% off. Things like Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, 30% off. Take a look at what we have there. Look at the reviews. These products have independent reviews on our site. You can see how people use them, see what their personal testimonies are about that. Do your own research. Take control of your life. And one of the things that you can do also with that is to make sure that you have a source of food that is going to be readily available. Just as we saw just this last week, snowstorms, ice storms shut down the availability of food. People rushed out at the last minute to try to get food. Well, you don't need to do that if you've got that stored. Even a situation like that, you don't have to get out in the snow and ice and try to grab food, then wind up to, when you get there, to see that the store shelves look like you've gone to Venezuela, where there's absolutely nothing to sell. Okay, you can get this in advance and get it now at 30 to 40% off. Massive discount. This is a time to stock up. This is a time to make sure that not only do you have food, but that you are protecting yourself from spikes in the price of food, not only from shortages in food. So I want to get back to Gary now. And, you know, Gary, you have you broke down with your book, Crisis of Character. You told us about the threat of the Clintons. You helped us to dodge that threat. You've been breaking down the threat that's coming up this next week. Comment a little bit about the fact that we've got, we touched on a little bit the same groups that are anarchists that are putting this out there. But also, you know, it's not just people like Michael Moore, but of course we've got people like Bill Ayers, who was bombing federal buildings and basically got away with it. He didn't go to prison. But, you know, here he is now. He's still associating himself with these groups, Disrupt J20, who are calling for violence, for disruption of this peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about Bill Ayers, and I know you know this, but he's one of President Obama's friends, an acquaintance from Illinois. And this guy, unfortunately, is kind of a subject matter expert on this kind of anarchy. And you're right, he did get away with it. He should be doing time for the murder of a police officer. But he got away with it. And the fact that he's still doing it again, or, you know, quite possibly is helping these people, or at least encouraging them, possibly, it's wrong. And it makes you wonder, you know, why he got a pass in the first place.
Yeah, and of course, the things that he's done that are probably even more dangerous than the one murder and the other things that he did is basically getting an education. He's had a massive impact in that and really kind of laid the groundwork for this Black Lives Matter stuff. It was his organization that started putting out white skin privilege back in the 1970s as part of the Weatherman. Can you stay a little bit with us into the next segment? All right. Sure. We're going to be right back with Gary Byrne. Again, his book is Crisis of Character. He warned us about the Clintons. It's a great book to have because they're not going to go away, and certainly history is not going to go away. And people need to understand we had real reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton. He was one of the guys that hacked the election, we could say. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Gary Byrne.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.